welcome to Two Modern Mystics with your co-hosts, Dawn Fleming and Linda Robach, who are here to offer you a deeper perspective of what is really going on and how you can disconnect from the chaos and plug into a higher consciousness.
Welcome to Two Modern Mystics. I am Dawn Fleming, and I feel so blessed that you're joining us today and opening up to the beauty and possibilities that exist within you. Today's episode will take us into finding ways to transform our lives with aligning with the energy of miracles. Now, we've talked a lot this season about aligning with our true self and taking conscious actions that create transformation in our lives. All of our episodes this fall have addressed how we can move out of our way to create miracles in our everyday life. So today we're going to get more into this topic, and we will offer information on how we can move into the miracle matrix, and we'll talk more about what that is. But before we get into today's topic, I want to introduce my co-host, Linda Robach. Linda is my good friend. She's an incredible light and mystic healer, and I believe she is here helping humanity to release blocks to love and to move forward into a place of wholeness. Linda is a way shower and an amazing teacher. Hello, Linda.
Hello, Dawn, and thank you, my wonderful friend and fellow light traveler. Wow, what a journey we're on. And I just want to take a moment to acknowledge our years of friendship and shared passion and service together. So when I reflect on it, our friendship is a miracle that continues to unfold in miraculous ways. And this show is an example as we continue to follow our guidance. You are an inspiration to me, and I honor as I watch how you emit coherent light to shine the way for other seekers. So thank you for being a beacon in this world.
Thank you, Linda.
So today's topic is creating miracles every day. So as always, preparing for this show works me. And this time, wow, it has been really intense because I've had resistance to digging deep into my own understanding about what is meant by creating miracles. So I've been practicing what I know about miracle readiness in order to overcome some of those subconscious blocks that seem to be showing up. And I realized in digging deep with it last night that fear is really at the root of my resistance. So later in the show, I'll share a process that I'm using to create my own miracle-mindedness. But for now, Dawn, I would love to hear your view on miracles.
Okay. So, you know, a lot of times we think about miracles in the biblical sense, such as like walking on water or turning water into wine. However, you know, miracles, they come in all sizes. And we just need to be open to the possibilities of miracles occurring in our lives. Now, I've experienced miracles unfolding throughout my whole life. And, you know, one example is at one point I needed to find more money because I was taking over the full mortgage on the house when I became a single mother. And the next day I had a phone call from a friend that I had grown up with, and she was moving back into the area and needed a place to live. And the amount I needed each month was the amount that she could afford to pay. And this worked out for 18 months. And in the meantime, I was promoted at work and able to take over the full monthly payment on my own. So, you know, other times it could be that I'm just looking for clarity on a subject or something that's going on in my life. And all of a sudden, a car or a bus will ride by right at that instant when I'm asking the universe for an answer, and there's a message on that vehicle answering what I was asking. So I believe that miracles are always available to us if we remain open and consciously look for them. And, you know, I just continue to experience miracles in amazing ways. Like I was sharing with you earlier, before the show, I was feeling a little bit like empty pocketed with money and said, I'd like to see some abundance. And I was cleaning out a drawer and found an envelope with $450 in it. So, and that was almost like instantaneous from when I put the question out to the universe. So to me, miracles are when I can be open to the possibilities that are outside of my ego, and when I can be in a place of just joyous wonder and awe of life around me. When we can be open, we connect into that place of synchronicity, and miracles unfold in our lives. So as I was, you know, preparing for the show, I came across some really nice quotes that I'd like to share with our listeners. Miracles happen every day. Change your perception of what a miracle is, and you'll see them all around you. And that was by John Bon Jovi. And then Wayne Dyer says, give yourself a gift of 5 minutes of contemplation in all of everything you see around you. Go outside and turn your attention to the many miracles around you. This 5-minute-a-day regimen of appreciation and gratitude will help you to focus your life in awe. And then Deepak Chopra says, miracles happen every day, not just in remote country villages or at holy sites halfway across the globe, but here in our own lives. So let's move into the topic of entering the miracle matrix. Linda, can you tell us your view on miracles?
Well, when you mentioned the word miracle matrix, and I hadn't heard that, and I thought that was so clever, and then I asked you where you got it, and you said, hey, they just come to you. And I had gone online and realized that there was a miracle matrix community. Found that interesting. But then as we're talking about what does this mean, and we came to this understanding that we both agreed it is the field around us, the field around everything, where all is. And we have done meditations with the field before, but when we actually consider that this is the type of energy that we want to be in order for these miracles to show up around us, and I believe they're in there, I know they're in there, when we are able to tap into them and see them, aware of them. So as we're talking about, the thing that came to my mind is that we do not create miracles. We witness them.
Yeah.
So when we become aware of miracles, we acknowledge that they are present. And in acknowledging that, we admit that we do not know why or how, because it is something greater. It is a force, a source, it's so much greater than us. And it's beyond our human understanding. Yeah, so miracle, like mystery, can't be explained. So fundamental to the very concept of a miracle is the simple acceptance that we are not in control. So when we realize that who we are is spirit, and that we are spiritual beings having a human experience, we can then honor that force that is beyond our little minds and our understanding sometimes. So according to A Course in Miracles, miracles are natural. And when they do not occur, something has gone wrong. So one way that I've been preparing myself to be open to miracles is to start my day by being curious. And that is just this wonderful energy. It's like a child. When I kind of wake up, I say to myself, I wonder what good and positive things are going to show up in my life today. Since I've been doing this, it has been amazing to see all the wonderful happenings that I'm grateful for. And that happens when I review my day before I go to sleep at night. And examples are just so mundane, but I'm so much more aware of them. An example is this printer that I haven't used that much, and I was really needing, I was in a tight time frame to get about 60 surveys printed, and I was unable to do it very easily, and I was going to have to staple, and I thought, I wish it could be two-sided, and I didn't have time to really go get it printed somewhere. And I just looked, and I said, let me try something. I punched a button, it said two-sided. The next thing I knew, within seconds, and it seemed like seconds, I had my 60 copies, and I thought, thank you, universe. And I do think gratitude, and we'll mention that again, but gratitude is so critical in creating even more of this energy where they happen and where we can acknowledge that they happen. So I would just like to see what you feel about it, Dawn. How can we, from your perspective, enter this miracle matrix?
Thank you, Linda. And I just want to say with what you had shared, when we can be in that place of being curious, it just like opens us up to the possibilities. Mm-hmm. And it closes down that part of our brain that gets into doubt and that gets in the way. So I love being in that place of curious, being curious about what the universe is going to bring to us that day. So now how can we enter this miracle matrix? Like Linda had described it as the field, and I'll just say it's that very high vibration where all these possibilities exist that are for our highest good. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about creating the lens for seeing miracles, looking at all that is good around you instead of focusing on what is not happening. Because a lot of times we get stuck in that spiral of focusing on what's not happening instead of just being open to, you know, the possibilities. And Abraham Hicks, what she says regarding this is, if something you want is slow to come to you, it can be for only one reason. You are spending more time focused upon its absence than you are upon its presence. So our life training may have us seeing the glass half empty or, you know, empty instead of seeing it half full or filling up or topping off and overflowing. So we begin to enter this miracle matrix by looking for miracles every day and acknowledging them large and small. We shift how we look at our life. We not only observe the miracles going on around, but we align with the expectation that miracles are a natural part of everyday life. So I'll say that again. We align with the expectation that miracles are a natural part of our everyday life, not just reserved for those special occasions when we're in dire need. We transform the way we perceive. So we work on transforming the way we perceive that miracles can occur. To enter the miracle matrix, look for the miracles, expect miracles, and the synchronicities will begin to line up. And I remember setting the expectation to see opportunities for like a 6-month period. And I aligned with that, and I just opened to see and receive them. And didn't have in my mind how it had to happen, just open to see and receive opportunities. And that set me up for an amazing year, because after so many months, I had to stop the intention as I had created enough opportunities to keep me busy for quite a while. In addition to this, move your mind into that place, like Linda said, of curiosity and wonderment. What if someone told you you would be receiving miracles? Would that not put you in a place of wonderment and curiosity? We need to open the gates to enter the miracle matrix, and this is the way. And Linda, you mentioned earlier in the show that you had a process to create this miracle-mindedness that will take us into that matrix. So enlighten us with your process.
Well, this is fairly new to me because what I did, as I was sharing with you, I really felt stuck, and I wasn't able to have my information flow, and I had all these thoughts coming, and so I thought, I was so exhausted, and I thought, I can't do it now. It was like procrastination, but it was worse because I was feeling really terrible about myself, and I thought, well, I'll just have to get up real early in the morning because I had to have it done today. And I went to bed, in relaxation, I just asked, and I said, please help me, and was being present, very still. And I thought, let me see, what do I do to move myself out of this stuck place and these blocks that were really bothering me? And as I mentioned earlier, I realized that fear was at the root of my resistance. And so I began to look at what I needed to do to shift my perception and my consciousness. And I knew I needed to gain a different perspective, but how? So as I was quiet and lying down, I started being given the information. I thought, this is what I do. And so this is what I want to share with everybody. And I'm going to continue doing it. I'm going to expand it and become hopefully deeper with it and more committed to it. But what happened is I first aligned with the truth of who I am. So align with the truth of who I am, which is love. And I also added the spiritual gift of joy to my personal practice with this, because we know that love is the opposite of fear. And we also know that the energy of joy can pull us to a higher vibration. So this is a little aside, but it's working for me. Because as I was thinking about the combination of love and joy, I thought about my middle name, which is Loy, L-O-Y. And I never cared for that name when I was young. I didn't know anybody else by that name. And usually the only time I would hear it was when I was in trouble. And my mother would say, Linda Loy. And so I always knew I was in trouble. But as I've matured, I have come to appreciate my name and realize that it's one of those miracle pointers in my life. It's kind of a pointer to remind me who I am. So saying it now shifts my consciousness to a miracle readiness state, because Loy is the combination of love and joy. So after I align with the truth, I'm ready to ask for what I want. And what I wanted last night is clarity and to have these blocks released. So I ask the source, universe, for what I want. And this is a big piece, though. I don't describe how I want it to be or tell how it should show up. And I always add for the highest good for all and for everything that would be in the situation. And then the third thing, and these are all A words, and that's the way I'm able to remember them. Then I accept everything just as it is and trust that it will happen. And part of this is the surrendering my will to the higher will as I allow, and that was the next word, the A word, allow things to show up differently than maybe I think they should. So I'm not in control. So this is where I intentionally drop that fear-based thinking, you know, like those things that created the block. And I become willing, just willing, to turn it over. And an example of the fear thoughts that kept running through my mind last night about the show was, you really don't have anything new to share. And who do you think you are? And what if you freeze up? da 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 da, all that inner critic and all the those negative thoughts going around, and then I realized, okay, I've surrendered. I'm now allowing things to show up. So then I acknowledge Source, God, if you want to call God, God as you understand God, but to acknowledge Source, thanks. Giving thanks, being grateful, prepares the way for miracles to occur. So I'm going to go again. Align with your truth, the truth. Ask, accept, allow, and acknowledge. So this is working for me, and maybe I will be able to go deeper with it and have more experiences to share another time. But, you know, I experienced a miracle by having those blocks removed last night and just being excited to be here with Dawn on this show. So, Dawn.
And Linda, we were sharing earlier before the show that you went to bed still, like, figuring out what you needed to do, and then you were awakened with the information.
Yes, that I did say. That is true. And that was when I was in that twilight zone, and it became, very obvious, and these words were coming.
And then
I was told in my mind, get up and go to the computer so I don't forget what I'm thinking, what's happening. Yes, you're right.
One of the words that just jumped out at me that you used was accept everything just as it is and trust Source. Because a lot of times we keep ourselves out of that miracle matrix because we're just spiraling in the non-acceptance of how things are right now. And we get in that resistance to how things are. And it just keeps us locked into how things are instead of open to it being in that miracle place.
And I'm so grateful because I knew that I didn't do it, that something did lift it from me and moved me, and so to speak, to get out of that and to actually then take some action.
Yes.
But it was from that place, yes.
Excellent.
Of gratitude. So tell us a little more about how our beliefs can keep us in the miracle matrix or keep us out of it.
Excellent. I recently been reading Greg Braden's book, The Spontaneous Healing of Belief, Shattering the Paradigm of False Limits. And he talks about how powerful our beliefs are and how they can support us to move into creating what we desire. And he talks about the science behind how powerful our beliefs are. And a lot of the book is from a perspective on for how we can create health and healing in our body and how people have healed from a lot of serious diseases because they've shifted their beliefs. So you will see, our energy aligns with the universal energy of what we say we want and what we believe will happen. And according to Greg, he said our beliefs are stronger because they have been ingrained and not only operate on the conscious level, but on the unconscious level as well. And he said our cells take commands from our beliefs and our physiology changes based on what we believe. And he said we need to work with becoming aware of our beliefs that hold us back or are creating disease, and move into that place of truly seeing our potential outside of these beliefs, which will help us to create that miracle mindset. You just think about how ingrained, our beliefs are, and a lot of times we don't even know where they came from. So in order to, step out of or become aware of these beliefs that we're holding that keep us out of that miracle mindset and out of the miracle matrix, we could take an inventory of our beliefs. And, if we're not even sure what they are, you can even ask someone that's close to you to be honest with you because they will tell you what your beliefs are. And as you identify those beliefs that are not working for you, you can turn it around, identifying the new beliefs that you want to work with that will create that miracle mindset and health and well-being. Write them down. Post them in your car, at work, on a mirror, and you will begin to experience the shifts as you give these new beliefs life, as they become the energy that moves you forward.
You know, so, Dawn, I'm thinking of something that you just said about taking an inventory of your beliefs, and it reminded me of when I was teaching at our local community college, and the class was a metaphysical class, and there were about maybe 15 students, and we asked, you know, I asked them to make a list of their beliefs, what do they believe, and then to make a little tag, you know, like you see on the back of a jacket or a coat or a dress, or made by so-and-so. And we said, belief made by, and put their name on it. And do you know, they didn't know what they believed. And then I realized I have a struggle with, what are my beliefs? So I really think that was just insightful, and I thought the next time I do that, I'm going to actually spend time on how to help people and how to help myself really get to what is it that I'm believing. And one of the things I know is that if we look at what's going on in our lives, we can tell more about our beliefs.
That's so correct. Yes. You're right on there.
I see something I don't really necessarily like or whatever. It's triggered something in me, and I must have a belief or a judgment about it, and maybe kind of sort the two out. But I did want to comment on that, because it is important that we identify these beliefs.
You'll probably do a whole show on beliefs and shifting the beliefs.
Yeah, I probably could. So I really appreciate the suggestions you gave. And if people will take time to identify what they believe and then follow those suggestions of writing them down and posting them and talking to their close friends and family, because you're right, they'll tell us if they know we're sincere and that we won't go off mad or something. So I also think it's important to become those belief busters of those limiting ones that keep us playing small. So there's something that stuck with me over the years that gives me comfort from A Course in Miracles, and it was a concept, and it was actually a statement that says, the impersonal nature of miracle-mindedness ensures your grace. Mm-hmm. And grace has always been a gift of the Spirit that I pay attention to. And it goes on to say, spirit is a state of grace forever. Your reality is only spirit. Therefore, you are in a state of grace forever. So, that is who we are. We are spirit, and we are in grace. But let's become more aware. So, Dawn, do you have any other thoughts on creating miracles every day?
Sure. I just love that you are in a state of grace forever. When we can accept that, we can be in that miracle mindset. Wow,
yeah.
Very powerful. My closing thoughts on the subjects of creating miracles every day are that we need to begin practicing all that we discussed on stepping into the miracle mindset and into the miracle matrix. As we align in this space, it is as if we move into a new realm, into that realm of grace forever. We begin to see and experience both the small and the large miracles, and it's as if we live in a vortex of miracles. This vortex of miracle-creating energy that has always been available, but we're just standing outside of it because we lack the tools to live within the miracle matrix. When we become one with this energy, we can experience the miraculous on all levels, And it really just becomes the norm because we, like that last statement said, you are in a state of grace forever. Also, when we move into the state, this is another way of being in that miracle mindset, is when we move into the state of unconditional love, we are right in the miracle matrix. When we're centered in love, we begin to experience and see life in a whole new perspective. Love attracts miracles. Being centered in love itself is a miracle because we have dropped the ego's control and become one with the divine source of all miracles. And so I just wanted to share with regard to the holiday season coming up, let it remind us of our potential to birth our divine self and open to expectations of these wonderful possibilities and open to the joy of living and open your heart to fully receiving the gift of the miracle mind. So I'm going to leave with one last quote from Summer Davenport. Positive thinking by itself does not work. Your embodied vision, partnered with vibrant thinking, harmonizing with active listening, and supported with your conscious action, will clear the path for your miracles.
That's a beautiful quote to kind of begin to wrap up. And that brings us to announcements before our closing meditation. So I'd like to say that this is our last show of 2015, but we will be back on January 13th with Dr. Christine Page, and she'll be sharing about the creative power of dragon energy. And then our 2016 astrology show will be on January 26th with Gloria Heseloff. And she's always... popular. People enjoy kind of getting an idea of what's in the stars for the coming year. Anyway, Dawn, you have any announcements you'd like to give right now?
Yes, I have a Reiki 2 class coming up in January, on January 31st. It's going to be in the Scottsdale area. And if people are interested, they can visit my website at energytransformations.org and just visit the workshop page and you'll see what current workshops are going on.
Excellent. So as we are beginning now to wrap up with our meditation, I'd like for you to begin to close your eyes, take some deep belly breaths. And as you do, I'd like for you to open your inner ears. Open to reflect on each one of these statements. These are principles of miracles from A Course in Miracles. So as you are breathing and relaxing, centering, there is no order of difficulty in miracles. One is not harder or bigger than another. They are all the same. Miracles occur naturally as expressions of love. The real miracle is the love that inspires them. In this sense, everything that comes from love is a miracle. Miracles are natural. When they do not occur, something has gone wrong. prayer is a medium of miracles. It is a means of communication of the created with the Creator. Through love, through prayer, love is received. And through miracles, love is expressed. Miracles transcend the body. They are sudden shifts into invisibility, away from the bodily level. That is why they heal. Miracles represent freedom from fear. The undoing of fear is an essential part of the atonement or at-one-ment value of miracles. Miracles should inspire gratitude, not awe. Miracles arise from a miraculous state of mind, or a state of miracle readiness. A miracle is never lost. It may touch many people you have not even met, and produce undreamed of changes in situations of which you are not even aware. A miracle is never lost. It may touch many people you have not even met and produce undreamed of changes in situations of which you are not even aware. I wanted to repeat that last one and say thank you for listening in. Have a miracle-filled holiday season. Namaste.
Namaste.